Good evening, especially to our Faith Formation students who are here tonight. So Faith Formation students, maybe not too loud, but a little bit. If you can hear me right now, can you clap once? And if you can hear me right now, can you clap twice? So what are times in life when you would usually clap? Yeah, Gage. At the end of an event? Yeah. Yeah, what did you say? Yeah, at the end of an event, ask for at the end of a show. Wow, that gave me all sorts of ideas I didn't even think of. Thank you. Yes. When the teacher wants your attention. Yes. Yes. Yeah, at the end of a cool event. Okay, any one more? Any others? Yes. At the end of a movie. Yeah. So, the psalm today says about the ascension, all people clap your hands. Why would we want to clap for the ascension? Why is that something worth clapping over? That's what I was thinking about today. Oh, okay, I wasn't even expecting an answer. What do you think, Scarlett? Yeah, it shows that we like something or that we're paying attention to it. Yeah, so what is it that we're celebrating today? Jesus is fully God and fully human. And at the end of his life, eyewitnesses, people who knew him, saw something happen. He ascended into heaven. He went up. And heaven isn't really a place. It's not like if you took a spaceship as far as you could, you wouldn't get to heaven. It's not physical, really. But yet, and this is hard to get your mind around, Jesus brought his physical body to this place that isn't physical, heaven. He kind of made it physical. And Jesus' human body is really important. Right? God came and took a human body and a human nature, because even though he isn't human, he wanted to be with us and united with us, who we are as human beings is important to him. So you might just think for a minute about, right, the things that are important to you as a human being. All of that Jesus brought with him to heaven. You know, a lot of times people don't think their lives are that important. Maybe don't think their souls are real or important. A lot of times people think their bodies aren't important or aren't good. But if Jesus brought a human nature with him to heaven, and there must be something good about human nature. And Jesus must have something even greater planned for it. Do you think that's worth clapping for? I think it's mysterious. God has created us for glory. For something greater than we are capable of imagining, and something greater than we want to imagine a lot of the time. He's created us for union with his Father and his Spirit. And to this we say,